question is not, will I stop to buy a drink? The question is, which drinks will I get when I stop? Monster Ultras are pretty okay. The Ultra Sunrise, Ultra Violet, I think might be my favorite of those. But also there's the Rockstar Pure Zero. I'm probably going to go to the gas station that doesn't have orange and definitely does not have grape. Which means I could get punched, which is, you know, the old favorite. Little burned out on it. We got that watermelon. I've not gotten the watermelon in a while. Also, it makes sense to get two because it's cheaper to get two. That way I have one for tomorrow.
Girls wake up dreaming about sleeping with a couple of ugly old men like us. Just get money in it for them.
Listen, I'm not stupid. When I took this place over, it was nothing but a whorehouse. You need to stay away from the people. That's bad news.
There's something seriously fucking wrong.
I know you're scared.
I've had enough of this shit. I don't know what to do.
What
if
I...
You can start by helping her.
Freewheeling. Mayor of Oaks, Chris T. Welcoming Progla, the director of the turnout. We just heard a bit of it. We right off the bat have to commend you, Pearl. You've managed to do something that no other director we've talked to who made a film... that involves trucking ever did. You really put us in the truck with the driver we see.
Maybe you should watch Convoy. All right. Now let's get going. Let's hit the road. Let's get trucking.
We went out for 4 years. So we did manage to deal with, you know, the challenges of the trucking lifestyle and dating. It's not easy.
Yeah, we hear that all the time, so I was just curious.
It's true.
Well, I think he's got a future because he really does a nice job in this film. But
me too.
Some of the other folks are actual victims of sex trafficking,
yeah,
and survivors of sex trafficking.
Yeah, so the woman who plays the main character, Regina Westerviller, plays a girl named Nevaeh, which is actually spelled heaven, spelled backwards.
Whoa.
And she didn't tell us this right away. So it was actually in the process of being in the film. Her older sister recommended her and said that there are very personal reasons that she wants to do the film. And then somewhere halfway through, she told me what she had been through because of the intensity of the opioid addiction crisis.
Tuesday, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you go to bollandbranch.com and use promo code STARS. That's bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code STARS. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code STARS.
USDA meteorologist Brad Ribby explains how weather affects field work.
We have now seen four.
Sometimes there's water, and water gets on the field, and then sometimes it's dry and it gets hot, and the field is then hot.
The numbers are not very good across the plains.
Sometimes it'll get like, there'll be like a wind and it'll blow parts of the field around. It's pretty crazy.
Going back into late March, we have seen just 1/10 of a day suitable for field work. Effectively, no field work being done in the far upper Midwest. Not really much better in the Dakotas.
Many Midwestern states averaged less than 6 days out of a total of 28 days that were suitable for field work. But he says the weather is expected to improve.
There should be some opportunities to at least do some pre-planting preparations in some of the better drained soils and the higher spots. May actually see some decent amount of planting of corn and maybe some early soybeans as we move into the end of the week.
What up, early soybeans?
For the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, we have had some good rains across the South and Central Plains over the last 24 to 36 hours. Not nearly enough to kick that drought down. Case in point, here's some statistics for you that pretty much tell the story about what's going on with the drought in the South and Southwest.
Seven.
New Mexico heads a list that you really don't even want to be on. 90% topsoil moisture deficit across the state on average. Texas at 67%. Kansas, number three, at 64%. And that's down 8% in the past week and down 16% in the past couple of weeks. So the rains across Kansas have helped a bit. It's certainly not going to kill that drought just yet. One thing that's helping today, not a whole lot of wind. We do have a red flag fire alert northwestern North Dakota and some wind advisories for parts of back in the Texas Panhandle down in New Mexico, western parts of Oklahoma. But you get back to the drought monitor, the brand new U.S. drought monitor that came out yesterday. That is a substantial drought, to say the least. The exceptional drought areas have held their own. The one place on this map that's extended since the last week, a week ago, is the extreme drought across southern Colorado. It has filled into one solid area and backed up into the southwest as well. So the drought is still growing. We need more rain, and we need it over an extended period of time. Past 6 hours, the showers have been most notable in the deep south in Tennessee and back up in the northeast. Elsewhere, the rest of the country stays pretty quiet, and it will for the next several days. The prairies of Canada, lots of dry air spilling southward into the plains today. That means lots of sunshine for the prairies, lots of sunshine for the Pacific Northwest. That's also a lot of heat, 70s and 80s through the northwest. That includes most of Idaho, western Montana, up into B.C. and Alberta. So ideal weather conditions to get some planting going there. In California, conditions have been much better for cotton and other crops. They're getting them planted now. Everything's going well. Things are turning around finally. But a lot of rain still across the south and the southeast over the next 24 hours. This area of showers has decreased in intensity and coverage with this six-hour time lapse, but still producing a lot of rain. And some of those could be some pretty heavy thunder showers across the coast of the Carolinas and Virginia a little bit later on today. This is
WWE is at the forefront of a women's evolution in the world, and what you can't do is affect change anywhere by staying away from it. While right now women are not competing in the event, we have had discussions about that, and we believe and hope that in the few years they will be. That is a significant cultural shift in Saudi Arabia. The country is in the middle of a shift in how it's dealing with that. The position is changing, and rights are changing, and as the way women are handled and treated in society, we think that's a great thing, and we're excited to be at the forefront of that change. I love what Triple H said there, because he started off by, like you said, Tommy, that this is a cultural thing, and that's true. And not all changes are going to be made right away. So what change could you possibly make by saying, you know what, we're just not going to be there? Then nothing will change. But by having discussions and showing things, and you know what, in Saudi Arabia, there is a cultural change going on. I mean, it's slow. There's no doubt about it. They're well behind most cultures when it comes to women and where they are in society. But there is a change happening. And maybe, like you said, this is going to help push that along.
Yep. You know, I saw it in my own House of Hardcore. We had Angelina Love and Velvet Sky. They were doing their entrance, and, you know, they're coming in, they're pointing to their butts, they're doing their old school, let the pigeons loose. And when I tell you, half the fans were just like, eh. And me and Bubba are like, can you believe that people don't want to see these just hot girls show their butts? And we just kind of looked at each other and be like, this, they want to see them wrestle.
Yeah.
They want to see them go. So that era of, you know, they're just, you know, eye candy, that's done. And the women, you know, and rightfully so. So, and we come from, you know, the old school cat fights and just, you know, the girls were there just for the eye candy and the props of, you know, having people. Could you imagine the backlash today if they had a bra and panties match? You know, it was, it wouldn't happen anymore just because, you know, you're objectifying women, all that stuff. And honestly, I don't think wrestling fans would want to see that anymore because just how the business has changed and how they, you know, it's just you and I. We love watching Ember Moon and Asuka go at it, or Charlotte Flair and Asuka. Like, man, I think they had the best match at WrestleMania.
Yep.
You know, that's a huge statement because we're wrestling fans that have seen so much wrestling, and, you know, it's no longer, wow, can you believe the women stole the show? Because that's how it used to be. Like, who the hell are they? Now it's like, awesome, the woman stole the show. Guys, let's step up. So, you know, a cultural difference, a cultural change. Will it happen? Yes. And that's for, you know, the WWE Universe, the nation, to get together and just be like, hey, we demand change. We need change in our world. The wrestling world is just a small, small world, but we have such a strong voice united together. You know, and they also, you know, Finn Balor has that shirt. They do so many PSAs. John Cena's walking through a town talking about anti-bullying or talking about, like, we're all together. And, yes, that's how it is. That's why this show is on the air, because we're all wrestling fans. We are all united with our love of wrestling. We want change. We demand change. We demand great wrestling. And I think they're going to see that Friday night on, you know, or Friday day in Jeddah.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way to look at it, Tommy. Again, I want to get the take of the nation, what Tommy had to say, what Triple H said in his comments about what's taking place tomorrow. And I really want, this is an opportunity to get the feel of the Busted Open Nation, because there are people that are boycotting that show tomorrow because of the reasons that we mentioned. But I love what Tommy said, and even Triple H, about, hey, you can't make a change unless you go out and actually try to make it, and you got to understand the culture and appreciate it. Want to get the take of the nation. 844-796-7874. When Tommy Dreamer and LeGreco are back right here on Busted Open.
We cover pro wrestling like no one else in the world.
Yeah.
cattle market. And that June live cattle contract is down $1.16.
Oh, no.
$104.42. August live cattle, they're down $1.10 at $104.18. October live cattle down $1.02 at $108.10. For the feeder cattle market here at the mid-session, we've got May feeder cattle down 97 cents at 140.38 a hundredweight. August live cattle down 90, 146.52. September feeder cattle are trading at 147.52, and that is down 65. For the hogs here at this point of the day here, it's May hogs down 125 at 67.
May hogs!
June
hogs.
Just, it shocks me that it is 2018, and that's what I said. It's up to us to educate our children, and it's up to us to try to, you know, make that change. And, you know, for me, for professional wrestling, I just, you know, I just cut a promo, and I stole it from Dusty Rhodes, because I remember him coming on the air, and, you know, he quoted Martin Luther King, and but he was like, you know, I too have a dream. And then he's like, black people love me, white people love me, rich people love me, poor people love me. And because I did it, because I was standing next to Moose, who was standing next to Eddie Edwards, who was standing next to his wife. And I was just like, this is my, when I walk through that curtain every single day, whenever I'm wrestling, I have pretty much of a bliss of what society should be. Because you have young sitting next to old, you have people of different colors, ethnic backgrounds, religious backgrounds, and we're all together watching and celebrating one thing, wrestling. And there is no BS about it. There is no politics, no agendas. They're just sitting there yelling and then booing and then wrestling, sitting there reading this wrestling. That's, you know, anyone who's listening to this show, I know you love this business because you want to sit and talk and listen to my nasally voice from being in air conditioning for 4 days here in Orlando and listen to Dave sometimes sing and break out horrible songs because we love this business and we love...
From the world, including residences and festival stages.
Since I started smoking weed, and I agree, but I forget things.
things that I shouldn't forget. Like, I don't forget to pick my son up at daycare by 6. Was it 5? Shit, I was high. I'm trying to make me forget. But the lie puts me in the zone and it helps with stress.
You get high, baby.
Explosion noise from a soundboard for streaming purposes. I need that explosion.
My name, but you fellas who don't know my rap for the young and old. We're a big time silver and solid gold. My name on the radio and in the magazine. My picture on a TV screen. It ain't like that yet, but huh, you'll see. I got the whole picture and you will agree. I'm coming up and I gotta step above the rest. Cause I'm the battle at a big call success. Say 123, 45, 67. Rap and life relevant and sound like heaven. 765, 43, 21. Come on, Saeed, so come and get some. I said my name is Raheem. I'm the son of a queen. I'm the king of my castle. Don't give me no hassle. I'm a one of a kind. The man supreme. I know I'm in awe of the lady of dreams. I'm the R-A-H to the I-E-M. Put the weight in front and the jumper with. I'm the son of a gun. When the hell up, fuck you. I got the mess around and take you all higher. My clientele, cloud the great big blue summer. Get it off, let it turn it loose. Huh, all these fly girls that don't know who did. Come up and talk to me, we'll tell you all the same. When you wake up in the night, in a hell of a dream. You know you've been possessed by the voice of Raheem. Huh, and all the ladies.
Question, just hold it down. Why you hating on the progress? I'm a humble nigga, I don't even pop shit. I just drive the Maybach through the pie, G. You still crazy, I ain't even tried, G. Wait for my distance, please don't try me. Cause we'll turn it up on anybody. I see why they don't like me. Yelling out 400, they don't do one of me. I'm with the posse back at it, nigga. Let me come on, go on platinum, nigga. That mean I got a kingdom with my mattress.
Into a serious accident
3 years ago.
WWE wouldn't even address it. You're talking about Triple H, who's pretty much the number two in charge of WWE, actually addressing, listen, we understand that this is wrong, but we're trying to progress and make it. In the day, this never will. It would have been, oh, Cowboy Bob Orton slipped in the shower, and that's why he's not here tonight. So here's, you know, somebody else, or that's why he has this cast on his arm. You know, they used to try to con us, or, you know, and that's the term, and I hate the term, we were the marks, but now we're not. We are all, and you can't hide stuff because due to social media, everything will come out, and they are making great strides, and this is a great stride event. But again, for the, you have no clue the ramifications of, one, how much money they're making, and I think of any person, if they stood so stern against this, and here's $200 million, I think they would, you know, if you had the strongest moral values about this, then give me that $200 million and donate it to a charity and do something about it. Or, you know, I think some people's, you know, if this is not what the WWE is doing, they're not changing the values due to money. They're trying, they're getting an insane amount of money. However, they are, you know, it's not like WWE does not do stuff to help recognize change. And I don't work for WWE. I have my own company. I still feel men and women, like I'm, you know, women could get clotheslined or by a man, or, you know, I'm a guy who's pile driven women. And I don't feel anything wrong with that. You know, I never viewed them as separate. They knew how to take the move, and it's not like I'm really injuring this person. And trust me, I lost a job that I had when I left WWE that was going to be a really good, high-paying job for myself, because, and they hired me as Tommy Dreamer, the wrestler, and then someone showed them a tape of me pile-driving a woman. I'll tell you exactly what they said. I was arguing with a woman. I placed her head in a sexually compromising position, and then I injured her. And I was like, yeah, it's called a pile driver. And they're like, yeah, but we're afraid of all these groups coming after us. I was like, are you kidding? I go, she was fine. And I lost a really good job for me and my family and for the woman that I pile drove. And that's how absurd it is. But yet, if I did that in a movie, you'd be like, okay, I did do a movie. I attacked Joey Fatone. I killed Joey Fatone in a movie. Guess what? I'm not in jail, and Joey Fatone is still rocking it and on the Super Bowl and still doing things. So that's the mix that people have to understand when, you know, you're dealing with professional wrestling.
I'm actually jealous that you killed Joey Fatone, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's
okay. You mentioned the Finn Balor shirt and Balor Club for Everyone, and you're right. 20% of the proceeds of the sale of that shirt on WWEshop.com goes to GLAAD. So that tells you right there that they are trying to make strides and make change, and they have been doing a lot for charity. But let me ask you this, Tommy, and be honest. Like, if you were a Sasha Banks, if you were a Charlotte, knowing how big this show is and being told that you're not allowed to compete, you know, would, and understanding about the culture and everything, I mean, would that bother you?
I think, one, I cannot speak for anyone. If I'm a WWE talent, I think, number one, wow, I have a weekend off. I don't have to get on an airplane right after television and fly 20, maybe 14, 16 hours to go, and I have a weekend off. I think some people might sit back and enjoy that. If I'm WWE, I would say, hey guys, here's what we're gonna do. We got all this money. We're gonna pay you for a show that you're not on. Thank you for understanding. And, you know, even if it was as low as $1,000, I think it would be, wow, I just got $1,000 from my company to, you know, sit home. That's a pretty good deal. What the hell is that? That's a pretty cool deal. And I'll tell you what, I have a show this Saturday. Willie Mack, this is my show, but it's not my show in the sense of I'm booking and I'm running it, but it's for a charity to help sick kids who have, you know, to give them a good weekend and they go to a camp. Willie Mack, who is my champion, the guy couldn't afford, he went over budget. And I told Willie Mack, you're my champion. You're on every one of my shows. So you know what I told Willie Mack? I said, Willie, I apologize. This guy messed up. I will pay you for the show that you're not on. And he's like, cool, fool. Thank you very much. And that was it. So I don't feel any woman that works in WWE, I think they'd probably be happy to have the weekend off. And if I was WWE, I would donate some of that money to some organization and pay some of the girls that are going to be on the show. And then, trust me, as much as you have, because I know professional wrestlers, then you'd have the girls who wouldn't be on the show, then, and the guys would do this too. Well, why did you pay that person and you didn't pay me? So there's just all these little things when you're behind the scenes that, you know, make you... I had a lot more hair before I started House of Hardcore, and I'm no politics, no BS. Can you imagine if I was running WWE? I'd look like Vern Gagne.
844-796-7874. We will get back to the Nation because I definitely want to get their take. When Tommy Dreamer and I are back right here on Busted Open.
On your low and connected devices and speakers.
Rock the bells, radio.
When a vet speaking, I'm jet-skiing with lesbians. You jet-skiing, wanting a jet-skiing in a casino, spinning pedicab. No worries, I'm the same as what you met me at. Bitches ain't go again with your sexy ass. Y'all can have my heart, get it out this plexiglass. Here's a message to the haters, I take money, power, and fear. Respect a come later.
Special. I got the big homie. He is here hanging out with me and talking his talk and walking his walk. Brother Great Reason.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Yo, you know, this is kind of early for me. I'm not here usually this early, but this is
yeah,
fun.
You scared me, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
I said, what's that dude doing? I said,
oh. Yeah, you know, just on some lurking shit. I'm looking around corners and say, you know, when you don't feel like you should be here and shit, you start looking around corners like, hey, can I help you now, motherfucker? I'm all right. I'll figure it out on my own, man. I appreciate you having me up here, bro.
Appreciate having you come through. You do the top 10.
Yeah.
And where'd you get the name from? I like the name.
Great Rizzy. Well, what it was is that I have a marketing company that I started up because I had to try to figure out how to funnel these funds legally. So I had started a company called Grey Rose, and the reason why I did that is because I always wanted to have my grandmother involved with whatever I was doing. She, you know, like most of us in the city, you know, my grandmother was the one who raised me, and her middle name was Rose. And then one day I was like, well, I can't be out here doing all this crazy shit in the street and have my grandmother's name out here in the streets like that. So I said, you know what? I gotta start something else. And I kind of credit my man Esquire for this out in the Bronx. We was listening to Drake, and Drake started using this whole Drizzy shit. I was like, Rizzy. I was like, all right, yeah, I'm fucked out. I'm going to jack this shit right here and just go Gray Rizzy. So it's just the way I play on how I switched up Gray Rose to Gray Rizzy.
Now, what the hell? Your radio career. Yeah. You saw first.
Well, it was all by accident, to be honest with you. Okay. Shout out to one of my best friends, DJ Self. He was up here. And you remember... Howie McDuffie and shit like that early on.
I spoke to Howie yesterday. It's really? One of his mans in him. Funny looking nigga. He worked here in a law firm in this building. Was on the phone with him. I said, wait, what up, Howie? Howie is the man, man.
Remember, Rockus and all that shit.
Yeah.
So when Self came up here, I used to throw parties here in the city. And
what parties you throw in the city?
I used to do parties at Mars. I used to do parties at Roxy. I used to do parties at American Park Cafe. I used to go do parties. What was the other spot? The spot we used to have uptown. Or it was on the Upper West Side. I forgot.
Wait. On
like 80-something street on Broadway.
Oh, come on. I forgot the name of it.
You go down the steps.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. They done fucking tore down all our spots to party, so I really forgot the name of this shit. I used to do parties all over the city.
You started to do the party?
Yeah, I was promoting a lot, and then Self used to be like, yo, come through. I was just born up here, man. I'm up here by myself spinning my ass off. So I used to come up here, and, you know, I never wanted to talk. I just wanted to get back to the party shit. And when I moved, I went to Atlanta, I came back. Around 2009, I was like, yo, Self, can I, you know, my spot's still there? He's like, yo, your spot's reserved. And that's when the bug hit me. And I was like, yo, you know, let me go ahead and start talking and shit. And I met producer Sam, you know, S-Dot gave me some tips.
Okay,
everybody,
all right.
Shout to Ron Mills. So, you know, yeah. I took it from there. I took the ball and ran with it.
Now, with the hip-hop, who's your influences? What made you just say, I want to do radio?
Well, I know... I always kind of say three people, especially nowadays. People who, you know, people would know. That would be number one, Sway. I always think about Sway, what Sway does.
Yeah.
I think about this cat Ryan Seacrest. I don't know how the fuck he has enough hours in a day to do what he does. And there's a cat down in Atlanta that I really looked in and wanted to pattern myself after was Ryan Cameron, because he was on two different stations. And when you come into that town, you automatically think about him. He's like that town. But when it comes to hip-hop, man, like, I grew up in the South Bronx, so I always credit people like Tony Montana, who was like, you know, Fat Joe's OG. He used to really put me into a lot of things. KRS-One, you know, I grew up on the block. He stayed in the armory he always talks about when he was homeless. That shit was right down the block. So, you know, I always look at him. Obviously, you know, like Melly Mel and shit. There was a lot of people in the Bronx. Like, I grew up right down the block from fucking Diamond D and Lord Finesse, when we used to have, like, in the Blue Park and Old Timers Day and more back at Morris High School, and have all these fucking, these park jams, which they don't let fucking happen no more in these streets. You know what I'm saying? So that those were big influences for me, man.
Your influence wasn't the greatest TV show that was on Netflix, The Get Down.
Yeah. Basically.
You like The Get Down?
The Get Down.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, what happened in The Get Down? I can't even honestly say I really watched The Get Down. I think I like the cinematography, the way it was shot.
Yeah.
I can't say I liked it.
Okay.
But something that I watched a little bit more than The Get Down, which isn't, you know, real, was The Breaks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so the 90s.
Yeah, we both had some friends that wasn't exactly the 70s. It was more... That influenced me was the things, if you saw it, things that...
Surfing the app. remember I used to battle you back when that's when that had that attitude. Cover me, I'm blowing it. Walls closing it. Got us busting all these pistols, my nigga. With that mega bomb, blow you out the brain, then I'm gone.
Yeah, I was going super B-Rome, cellular bones, doc man, back in the flesh, blood and bones, no condone. Spit bank loans and homegrown, suckers break like turbo in ozone. When I grab the room, moonwalk, platoon hawk, my boom spark, leave you in the blue lagoon, lost.
Oh, boy.
Down in the car, right behind on the bars. Haters don't touch, right way is both up. Now my neighbor doped up, got the cable hooked up. All channels, lift my shirt, all mammal. You ship off keys and we ship grand piano. All on shotgun, hand on the bump. Sipping on the 40, smoking on the blood. Bust my gun, yeah, and rap, hit and jump. La 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 la. Come on, red and rap, hit and jump.
Question, man. Everybody seems to have that question. Sometimes people be real fucking violent with that question, man. Like, they mad for some reason. I have no idea why, but I think hip-hop is in a good place. I mean, the things that we've always looked for it to do is grow. And if it just stays on one block or one state, then it doesn't have a chance to grow and really become the number one genre of stream music right now. Music that's, you know, I guess you could say digested. That's out there. So I think it's in a good place.
Do you think more lyrics are coming back, or not to say it dumbed out, but what do you think now? Like, people paying more attention?
You know, it, like most things, I see like a lot of retro type of
a lot of retro, you're right.
You feel
you're
what
right,
I'm saying? Like, right. Whether it be in clothes, the way style, the way people are drawn, you know, art and stuff like that. Okay. And I'm seeing that
yeah.
There's a lot of artists that actually take a liking to lyricism. And they're putting work into their lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said before, a lot of this shit is really based on preference. But for you to play, like I used to play ball. For you to play ball in the A court, you can't come with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Now, that bullshit might get you places in other places, in other courts. Mm-hmm. But when you step on over here, you know you got to come a certain way.
Now, speaking about basketball, I was going to play my producer, Sam. Years ago, she used to play ball. But she ended up not wanting to play.
Okay.
So I might have to play you in ball.
I mean, okay, sir, you know, I'm a little quick, you know? I might have to have certain rules.
Look, come on, man. I can dribble. They used to call me Sear Paul.
Sear Paul.
Sear P3. You know? before all this shit.
Really?
CMP3, Natty Chill, Lord Kobe.
Lord Kobe.
Lord Brian. LB.
LB.
Lord Brian.
We got to see this,
and,
man.
Man, the footage is out there.
You know, I hear that Kobe Bryant listens to Shade 45. He might want to call in and be like, wait a minute.
This is when he had the hairline and the afro. That's what I was like.
Oh, this is when he used to have the Matias on.
Right. Yeah, the good fro. Not the receding 80-something points in the last year. But, you know, but besides all that, brother, I know you can play ball.
Yeah.
What made you just say, forget ball? Well, not that we get bored, but, you know, did you want to?
I think, well, really, it was one of these, you know, you get to a certain age, and I wasn't even really that old. When you see these kids fly through this fucking sky, and, you know, you going to get that rebound with all your fucking might, and
like,
these motherfuckers, they fly right past you, like, nah, son, it's time for that rec league now. You know what I'm saying? This ain't for me no more. You could ask, you know, I had this conversation with, like, Dave East before. I've had this conversation with
Davies.
Like, you know, a lot of cats used to play ball around the way. Like, nah, you know, I'm going to take my talents over here to the studio.
You don't want no great music to jump, but not jump higher.
Yeah.
Then
you just go outside and look at some of these kids, man. You fuck around with them if you want. You end up in that urgent care, paying that deductible. Okay.
Great, now let's get back to the countdown.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Number six, you said something.
I said Lil Uzi Vert.
We were talking about
XO Tour Life. And one of the reasons why I like this song is because, you know, it really, all you gotta do is go around a kid. You know, listen to the kids. I like music where I can look in the crowd, because I'm used to being with a DJ like you, and see a response. You know what I'm saying?
And response to command. Response.
The response on this shit is huge, man. And then when you take a second to really listen to what he's saying, you're like, oh, okay, all right. I mean, it took a little bit for me to really break that shit down.
Yeah, yeah. what? And then, oh, okay.
Like, oh, okay. This is what he's talking about.
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
We're going to come right back.
Yeah.
Great reason. Come hang out. We're going to hang out. Like, G45. Let's go.
Lil Sip.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
just trying to say, man. It's
shit.
It's been there. They've always lived together. It's just now you're seeing it more.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to get into the next one.
Next song. Let's see. I want to go back to the Bronx, man. If you don't know, like, Bronx and Harlem is heavy up here.
Oh, all day, goddammit.
It's heavy up here, man. Let's go. Let's just talk to Fat Joe and Remy, man. Let's go all the way up.
Oh, man. That was a
huge song. Huge.
And with Lean Back.
Yeah.
Was one of his huge songs.
Right.
Came back with the Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It came back.
Jenny Ellis, you hanging out with you on this Thursday on Sirius XMU with something new coming up next by the Nashville artist Soccer Mommy. And this is exactly the sort of thing we ask our XMU faculty to weigh in on when we inquire with them every few weeks which new songs they're digging and which ones they're not. If you're not signed up to be a member of the XMU faculty, get in there. It really is the easiest way to have a direct impact on what you hear on the channel. And you can sign up quickly and easily via a link over at SiriusXM.com/SiriusXMU. Go away timeshare, the truth.
Not a Cowboys fan, but what was trending and what's everyone talking about going into the draft? Where's Dez Bryant gonna play? You know, that's just, it was about, you know, money and, you know,
oh, man.
He's one of their best players.
Today's going to be a weird day. I got stuff stacked on top of other stuff. I got to try to run from one thing to the other. I'm going to do satellite radio in a little under an hour here.
But in those 2 years, there's been a lot of changes. I mean, you know, this seems to be a question.
And then we're going to stream.
With Impact Wrestling, but how do you feel about the changes? And how do you feel and how comfortable are you with Impact Wrestling right now?
I mean, you can definitely see, just from the outside looking in, how good the product is right now. If I'm not mistaken, was our last episode had the most views is that Impact Wrestling has had in the last 2-3 years or something. So that's definitely a testament to Scott DeMore and Don and Ed and Tommy and Sandro, the guys who running the company from the office. I mean, and I'm very excited to see how much better the company get, especially with all these different relationships we have with AAA, with Lucha Underground, with House of Hardcore, and all different companies. I mean, it's only going to get better.
And you know, Moose is getting better. I know he's got a lot more focus. What, for yourself, you know, you have goals. What are your goals, you know, moving
moving forward for yourself, for your career?
I mean, definitely my number one goal is the goal I set aside at the beginning of the year is becoming an Impact World Champion. I've trained my butt off. I've worked so hard. I've changed my diet. I've gone to different seminars, try to work on my craft, and I strongly believe 2018 at some point this year, maybe even Slammiversary, I'm going to be Impact World Champion.
I love it. Let me ask you this, Moose, because Tommy and I started the show, you know, today's a big day, you know, NFL draft starts today, and you were a part of the NFL, you were drafted in the fifth round. You know, take us back to that day. I mean, you know, going from college and going into the world of the NFL, what was it like? You
know, okay, come on, draft? Fucking this traffic.
Stressful. It was a stressful day, so I know how all those guys feel right now. All the nerves are going through your body. You don't know where you're going to call home for the next 3-4 years, at least for your rookie contract. You don't know what round you're gonna go. So it's definitely a nerve-wracking, stressful day. But, I mean, good luck to all those guys who, the 289 guys who's going to get drafted. And I definitely know how that feels. It's definitely from when you wake up to 8 o'clock when that draft starts, you're sweating and you're trying to find things to do to keep your mind off of it.
You know, Moose, do you miss the NFL at all? I mean, you're doing so well with in the world of wrestling, but are there times like this that you kind of miss the world of the NFL?
Oh, no, man. When I decided I wanted to get into professional wrestling, I never looked back. Cool. And it's one of those things where once I left Atlanta Falcons, I kind of like hated football. And when the opportunity was right and I didn't want to get too old to get into professional wrestling, I hung the cleats up and started this journey that I'm currently in right now.
I love it. You heard the man himself. He said the next step for him is becoming Impact World Champion. We'll see what happens. And again, that step starts tonight. Impact Wrestling on Pop TV. Moose, it was great having you on the show, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me, man.
All right, Moose. And when we come back, Tommy and I will get back to the nation and talk a little bit more about what's going to take place tonight and, of course, what's taking place tomorrow with the Greatest Royal Rumble. And Tommy Dreamer and I are back right here on Busted Open.
We cover pro wrestling like no one else in the world. You're listening to Busted Open on SiriusXM Rush 93. What's happening on SiriusXM Sports?
All eyes on the Cleveland Browns are the number one pick in tonight's NFL draft. SiriusXM NFL Radio discussing the latest speculation.
How about the word overnight? Some significant people that are wired into the league saying now that Baker Mayfield is going number one overall. And, of course, that would be a surprise.
Complete draft coverage all day on SiriusXM NFL Radio Channel 88 and the SiriusXM app.
I'm a trader, so I spend hours and hours every day sitting in my chair staring at my computer. And the reality is, by the end of the day, I'm pretty much shot. I mean, my back is killing me, my energy is gone, it's hard for me to concentrate. But then I got this X chair, and the difference has been nothing short of amazing. At the end of the day now, instead of feeling, you know, spent, I've got energy, I can still be concentrating. I mean, seriously, I look forward to coming into my office now thanks to my X chair. The X chair is really, really cool to look at, and everybody in my office wants one. They want to trade in their old chairs for this. I never thought a chair would have made that kind of a difference in terms of just how you feel, but now that I've used the X-Chair, honest to goodness, I will never go back.
Feel and see the X-Chair difference now by going to OrderXChair.com. That's OrderXChair.com or call 1-844-X-Chair. X-Chair comes with a 30-day guarantee. If you aren't truly thrilled by the look and feel, return it for a full refund of the purchase price. X-Chair is on sale now. Order today to save $100 and get free shipping. And if you go to OrderXChair.com now and use code NEWS, you'll also receive a free footrest. That's OrderXChair.com or call...
This traffic's bad.
The Beatles Channel.
I'm a loser. I'm a
Triple. I got a Big Mac. That-
bitch of shred niggas. Saying my name, better start while you ahead, for they look for your body and find nothing but your head, nigga. I don't wanna fuck if I can't get the head with it. You see the trophy, hoe, you talking to the breadwinner. Little ungrateful bastards, I can't stand niggas.
Okay. Almost there.
Watch me do this shit with no effort.
Man, this sucks.
You're listening to new music on Hip Hop Nation.
More new music. Hip Hop Nation.
Hip Hop hits.
Period, homie.
He be on the beat.
Couple of scooters here just waiting to get rented or picked up and thrown. Magic. I'll see ya.